This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. I really wonder about these anti-gunners that go and like to do these interviews overseas. I guess they're looking for somebody to a kindred spirit. And we have this, the executive director for the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, Josh Horowitz. He told the UK newspaper, The Guardian, the idea that individuals have the right to fight against tyranny is as old as the Republic. And this is another segment in the paper's aptly titled Guns and Lies series of anti-gun propaganda pieces masked as news. This year-long project investigates what works to reduce the daily toll of gun violence in America, exploring how California's Bay Area has defied expectations and seen a dramatic decline in gun homicides. But, you probably shouldn't tell the Ace reporters, but East Oakland is in the Bay Area, and it has emerged as the epicenter in a wave of shootings and homicides in a city that has logged more than 80 slayings in 2020, up from 58 this time last year. This project is funded in part by a grant to theguardian.org from the California Wellness Foundation. Why did the California Wellness Foundation fund a series in The Guardian? They say all of our journalism is editorially independent and follows GNM's published editorial code. So, forgive me if I get a Michael Bloomberg / The Trace vibe off that assurance, particularly since the foundation benefactor makes a point of promoting gun grab groups and demanding disarmament edicts under the guise of public health. And The Guardian doesn't do itself any favors by linking to its editorial code, where we learn this. Fairness, the voice of opponents no less than of friends, has a right to be heard. And if you're employed as a columnist with your views openly on display, you may have more latitude than a staff reporter who would be expected to bring qualities of objectivity to their work. Now, the Horowitz puff piece did not present opposing viewpoints, which would be pathetically easy to find and or solicit. And writer Lois Beckett identifies as a senior reporter, not a columnist, but one who's pinned on to her Twitter feed, "I am sick of media outlets making a case for hopelessness and stalemate after the latest mass shooting. There are ways to prevent some of these shootings, but people don't know about them because we don't cover them." But isn't that what she's doing in her Horowitz ad there? Because that's what it is. As for his contention that fighting tyranny has been a key component of our understanding of the Second Amendment since the founding. Well, yeah. That's nothing new. If anybody wants to know from me, why there is a Second Amendment, well, that would probably be due to the fact that there's a Second Amendment because from time to time we might have to shoot tyrants. That's why there's a Second Amendment. That, along with being necessary to the security of a free state, putting down real insurrections, and being a bulwark of societal and personal defense, are all part and parcel of a right its advocates have long argued for. And contrary to the CSGV accusation, some of us don't avoid the first 13 words. We chastise those who do. But that's not the point he's trying to make. That's not the point he's trying to make. He thinks there is no individual right. Or at least that's the line that they want those who don't know any better to swallow. Now, mind you, this is the same guy who would tell you that women have a right to abort children. A constitutional right. A reproductive right to abort children. Although there's nothing in the Constitution at all that mentions that. Nothing in any of the Bill of Rights at all. That just became what is referred to now as settled law. Precedent. The law of the land. Coming out of the Supreme Court. Which is like the Heller decision. But according to Horowitz, we get this. Heller reads an ambiguous constitutional provision as creating a substantive right that the court has never acknowledged in the more than 200 years since the amendment's enactment. Three lies in one brief assertion must qualify as some sort of gun grab trifecta. There is nothing ambiguous about shall not be infringed. The Heller Court, which cited Cruikshank, specifically acknowledged this is not a right granted by the Constitution. Neither is it in any manner dependent upon that instrument for its existence. And, of course, they acknowledged the individual right to keep and bear arms in the otherwise shameful Dred Scott decision back in 1856, when they fretted that if blacks were entitled to the privileges and immunities of citizens, it would give them the full liberty to keep and carry arms wherever they want and wherever they went. Horowitz has had a thing about screaming insurrectionist at the Second Amendment founding intent fundamentalist for years. And like all of his kind, with all of his exposure and all of his opportunities to promulgate his message, he and they have never once manned up to the simplest of challenges. Provide evidence based on their writings and speeches that the leaders of the United States founding era, men who just risen up to throw off the shackles of a British tyranny, did not intend to protect the right of individual citizens to keep and bear arms from government infringement. Excuse me. Instead, he goes ad hominem on individual rights advocates, saying this about certain people like David Kodrya. Quotes from David Kodrya. Careful, you're talking about testing the ultimate last resort purpose behind the Second Amendment. Some of us armed Americans take our Bill of Rights seriously and will not go gentle into that good night, bundled or by ourselves. You and your fellow travelers are playing a most dangerous game. This was, and they give the source, David was responding to a columnist who suggested that anyone who shows up armed at a forum where a public official or political candidate is due to appear ought to be detained and possibly prosecuted. This was in Guns Magazine, The Most Dangerous Game, January 2010. Now, if you want to go back and actually read that article, which I don't have that copy of that, you would see that this is a deliberately deceptive mischaracterization of what Kodrya wrote. He was responding directly from something called The Guns of August by statist cheerleader Ted Rawl, and he made that pretty clear. He said, these town hall terrorists could be declared enemy combatants and bundled off to Bagram with a stroke of a pen. If ever there was a reason for suspending civil rights, this is it. This is what Ted Rawl wrote. So just in case we're still not clear, Rawl is saying he wants government enforcers to take gun owners who have committed no violation of any law, but who have peaceably assembled in protest as per our First Amendment recognized right, to a torture camp without due process and without trial. So I guess what we could say is you're damn right, Josh. What kind of devoid of principles coward wouldn't fight stormtroopers trying to do that to free Americans? And what kind of subversive traitor to every precept of the Republic, not to mention common decency, would hold that against the man and view it as an opportunity for his public condemnation? So, as for the UK and its happily disarmed subject of the Queen, I weigh in firmly on the side of no to a question I've been asking for years, which is, do I want to be like those guys? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Right now, the left wants you to be demoralized. And the next guy that I hear that tells me that his sad feels are so intense over the election that he's not going to vote in Georgia or anywhere else ever again because all is lost, that guy might get slapped sort of hard. I'm getting tired of the loser talk. I'm not interested in listening to it. And this is for the benefit of the weak hearts. Did you have a setback? Oh, no. Did stuff not work out in the way you wanted? Is it tough stuff? Too bad. Man up. Or woman up. Or gender fluid up. Just stop bawling like Brian Stelter over his cousins when he gets past a bowl of mashed potatoes and get your head right. We are in a fight. We have been in a fight for a while. Fix your bayonets and follow me. Go watch Storm... I can't remember the name of the movie now. Anyway, freedom and justice and liberty are never easy to win. If they were, everybody in the world would be free. They would experience justice and liberty. When the going gets tough, the tough don't act like a bunch of millennial college students sobbing over microaggressions. And when you find, to your horror, as I did, that Word, if you're using Microsoft Word, autocorrects microaggressions, you don't take that as a sign of cultural defeat and just give up and put in your application for cultural serfdom. Much better to die on your feet than to live on your knees. And here's how it's going to be. Whether Trump ends up winning or losing, the court battles continue. You're going to support the Republicans in Georgia in January and everywhere else thereafter. You're not going to pout in performative despair about how the mean old Democrats cheated and how there's no point in voting and boo-hoo. You're going to elect people to stop the left winning outside the margin of fraud, and you're going to keep fighting against fixed elections in court and elsewhere. Now, is it always going to be fair or right or honest? No. No, it isn't. And so what? And, you know, there's a book out there called The Last Stands, Why Men Fight When All Is Lost. And this chronicles a bunch of remarkable fights against all odds throughout history, including the Marine event at the Chosen Reservoir, which that alone is worth the price of the book. Sometimes you win these fights, like the Brits did at Rorke's Drift. There's a tribute to Zulu in the form of a battle in California out there right now. And sometimes you lose. The Romans lost at the Teutoburg Forest, and the Cavalry lost to Elizabeth Warren's ancestors at Little Bighorn. But here's the thing. You don't quit. You don't give up. In one battle during the Roman Empire, Hannibal slaughtered 80,000 Romans. And not just any Romans. This was the dirt. Lying dead in the dirt was the cream of Roman society. But the Romans didn't quit. Did they start talking about how Carthage cheated and now there was no hope and how they might as well ditch Jupiter and get on the ball bus? No. They built another army, and then they fought, and eventually they razed Carthage and sold everyone they didn't run through with the gladius to the highest bidder and sowed the fields with salt. This is how hard people handle this kind of business. Now, compare and contrast that with the social media sissies who insist that because Biden cheated and because some GOP wimps are wimpy, they're just going to take their votes and go home. Now, some of these, without a doubt, are liberal bots trying to incite people into sitting out Georgia, but some people pushing the suicide pact are misguided cons, blinded by emotion. And if you're so mad and frustrated by this bogus election and the fact that the Republicans haven't waved their magic wand and made it all better, that you refuse to fight the left anymore, then you're no better than some simpering sophomore majoring in the trans poetry or upper volta at Gumbo State who sees the American flag and starts literally shaking. You need to get a grip. You need to harden up. You need to stop the nonsense. I'll be there with you. We won't give up, not until we exhaust our remedies to this fraudulent election and not until we use our considerable political power to ensure it never happens again in the future. And we don't give up then either. We never, ever give up, ever. If this goes the way it could go, then we are headed for tough times. With a garbage establishment that will use garbage corporations and garbage media along with garbage bureaucrats to stomp their Gucci loafers in our faces. But it won't be forever. They are weak, they are stupid, and they are brittle. We will win. We can be hard, but we do have to fight. History is not over. The defeat is askew hope, maybe out of some misguided angst, but maybe because giving up lets them off the hook. Freedom is hard. Serfdom is easy. You'll get the peace. Give me peace in my time. If you want to be like the Frito-Con weenies begging for scraps from their establishment masters, your life will be easier. You just won't be a man. If you can live with that, as the bulwark slugs can to do, then hoy soft and safe submission. But if you can't live like a gimp, then pick yourself up and brush yourself off and get back in the battle. History is replete with a bunch of last stands that turn into victories. Battles, skirmishes, they're won and lost by both sides. It's the war that matters. Staying in the war. And not staying in the war is not an option. And, you know, we did exactly what we needed to do. And yes, they cheated. But we knew they were going to cheat. So now we're going to destroy them from the inside out. We're going to make sure that never happens again. But you got to engage. You can't lay back. You can't sit back. And when we do get to where we need to be, you don't stop then either. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A bipartisan group of senators is putting a new coronavirus relief package on the table. Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy says the bill is a true bipartisan effort.
Republicans and Democrats, neither of us got everything we wanted. Both of us got much of what we wanted. And I think that combination reflects what Congress is supposed to do, reconciling different priorities, but ultimately doing something good for the American people.
The Justice Department hasn't found evidence of widespread voter fraud that could reverse President-elect Joe Biden's election victory. Attorney General William Barr said, dealing a blow to President Trump, who launched fresh legal claims to contest the results. Barr saying, to date, we have not seen fraud on a scale that could have affected a different outcome in the election. More news online at USAradio.com. USA Radio News. Georgia's Secretary of State says the recount is moving along, but the state's largest county is causing problems.
We are approaching 50 counties being completed so far. The largest still out is Fulton. And again, we're seeing issues there.
Brad Raffensperger accusing the county that's home to Atlanta of cutting corners and committing multiple errors.
Instead of following the procedures that my office and the vendor laid out, Fulton County once again cut corners. The biggest one being he backed up the election project on the server itself instead of on an external backup.
President Trump's re-election campaign filed a lawsuit to the Wisconsin Supreme Court following the campaign's requested recount to uncover fraud and abuse in the state. The suit alleges illegally altering absentee ballot envelopes and counting ballots that had no required application. The campaign saying these actions affected no less than 221,000 ballots. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. If you're wondering why I hammer on the mask thing so much, the reason I do that is because the mask thing I kind of think is a dry run. I think it's a dry run to where we get they're trying to condition us, sort of like self-checkout lines, if you will. Now, the big lie propaganda technique, a phrase coined by Adolf Hitler, purports to tell a lie so colossal that people simply won't believe the teller could have the impudence to distort the truth so infamously. And you've doubtless seen the most famous adaptation of this, which may or may not have been said by former Nazi propaganda minister Joseph Goebbels. It goes a little like this. If you tell a big lie long enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. The lie can be maintained only for such a time as the state can shield the people from the political, economic, and or military consequences of the lie. It thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent, for the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie, and thus by extension the truth is the greatest enemy of the state. Now, thankfully, as deep as the state is, we don't have that all-powerful state, although it is pretty powerful. But we do have what I would call the system, which is a toxic mishmash of do-gooder big tech overlords and power-hungry public servants and liberty-hating health officials and frightened corporations bullied into both submitting and forcing others to submit to some of this nonsense. And that system, as it is most certainly busy repressing dissent in order to bolster its own, albeit new, big lie that face masks work to stop the spread of COVID-19. If you haven't figured this out yet, well, COVID-19's everywhere. There's no hiding from it. You've been around it multiple times already. If you have been around it and you haven't gotten sick, congratulations. You're like most of humanity. Now, not a soul could have predicted this 8 months ago when established science laughed at the idea that a piece of cloth over people's faces would somehow abate the spread of a highly contagious respiratory virus. Everybody's aware of the extreme course reversal our overlords took on forced public masking almost overnight. We're supposed to believe that they simply told us a noble lie to preserve masks for healthcare workers. But the problem for them is that back then they gave us solid reasons backed up by decades of science, real science, to make their case. Fauci said there's no reason to be walking around with a mask when you're not in the middle of an outbreak. Wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. No kidding. And often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with a mask and they keep touching their face. Somewhere, the good doctor took an about face and on that advice, attributing it apparently to a national shortage of fabric capable of being turned into face coverings or something. Although I now have my I have lock and load masks. I have a box of them. Tough Products helped me out with that. They got me some masks. I got them intending to take them with me to SHOT Show. Of course, SHOT Show's been canceled now. So there is no SHOT Show. And so now I have a box of masks. But my question becomes, what part of this initial rationale was incorrect? Did science not know about droplets in March? Because apparently they did. Considering Fauci addressed the issue in his statement, did the unintended consequences he listed suddenly disappear as soon as mask use to stop the spread became a literal religious cult? Did people stop fiddling with their masks and touching their faces? No. I wear a face shield, and I still want to touch my face when I'm wearing a face shield, and then I just collide with my shield and just drive it right into my face. It's if it wasn't so stupid of me to be doing that, even though I know I'm wearing a face shield, it'd be comical. Given the amount of almost nonstop fiddling I see just in my own observations, it's hard to imagine any real gain in the reduction of droplet transmission not being more than made up for by bacterial and viral surface spread. With so many high mass compliance places now going into lockdown, does it not strike anyone as odd that the bold statements made by our overlords months ago that 80%+ mass compliance would end the pandemic, or at least severely curb it, that those statements are now being memory-holed? Remember when CDC Director Robert Redford told us in July, and God knows how many other times, that mask wearing would end this pandemic? I believe he may have even said that masks were a vaccine, although he said it was better than a vaccine or something like that. Remember when Variety wrote in May about a compelling new study that they claimed provided fresh evidence for a simple solution to help us emerge from this nightmarish lockdown. Their solution, if 80% of Americans wore masks, COVID-19 infections would plummet. Well, you know what? It's well above 80%. In fact, in the states that fine businesses for people not wearing masks in their facilities, boots on the ground tell, they're saying it's pretty close to 100%. Yet, then, other than a few New England states where the virus just hasn't hit yet, high mask compliance states aren't really doing any better than low mask compliance ones. And in many cases, they're doing quite worse. And from Italy to France to Chechnya to the United Kingdom's lockdown and mask-loving United States, like Illinois, New Jersey, Wisconsin, Michigan, and California. The virus is spreading like wildfire, regardless of humans turning themselves and their societies into pretzels as they try to avoid it. The data's right there, before the eyes of anyone who bothers to look. Mises Institute, he points out in a powerful video, that they, YouTube, felt obligated to suppress, you know, because you got to protect the big lie. So mask mandates, no matter how strictly imposed and adhered to, are almost eventually followed by tremendous spikes in the virus. And yet, the response from the powers that be is always, always, always to mask harder. California, which has mandated masks statewide for months, decided to deal with a November spike in cases by extending their outdoor mask mandate, despite the fact that zero science says the virus spreads outdoors to any significant extent. And they're also locking down, albeit without admitting that the masking has completely failed to curb the virus. Because if it was, if that was working, why would you have to lock down? It's just another one of those difficult-to-answer questions that only a big lie could even begin to answer. And when infection rates do come down, and they will come down regardless of how high or low the mask compliance is in an area, because that's also what viruses do when certain seroprevalence is reached. Except the mask will then be given the credit in the high compliance areas, while the low compliance areas that also decreases will be ignored. So just remember this. It takes a lie the size of Mount Everest to continually prop nonsense like this up and to keep people believing in it despite what we all see in front of our eyes. It does take, indeed, a big lie. If it was all based on masking, I would have to say, well, why do we still have this? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Last time on the firing line. Going to give you a quote coming to you live. This is Lock and Load from Frederick William Robertson. There are three things in the world that deserve no mercy: hypocrisy, fraud, and tyranny. Let's add one more thing to this: cowardice. It should be abundantly clear to any of you out there right now paying attention that the Biden campaign / Democrat machine set out to guarantee that Trump would not, could not win the 2020 election. They cheated seven ways to Sunday. They committed epic fraud, fake ballots, dead people voting, thousands of them. Hundreds of thousands of absentee and mail-in ballots were counted in the names of people who do not request them or submit them. Hundreds of thousands of magically appearing fake ballots were counted in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, and Nevada as well. The truth has been revealed, and the question, will it matter? We'll see. I hope the truth will out. Despite the left's operatives in Congress, the courts, the state legislatures, the FBI, the CIA, and the DOJ, and all of those weak-kneed Republicans who are terrified to rock the establishment boat. The attempts among members of Congress and of those agencies to cover up their monstrous scheme to steal the 2020 election are being revealed. This is simply their fear at you. This is their fear that you might actually get out there and, have an election. Their efforts to cover up their treasonous attempt at a coup from the moment Trump won the 2016 election has to be revealed. What's so shockingly infuriating to the millions of us who voted for Trump is the abject cowardice of most Republicans in Congress and in those state legislatures. It's almost like they've been gelded. I like these guys that step up and get out there and start, kicking it. Devin Nunes, Jim Jordan, Ron Johnson, Matt Gaetz, Ted Cruz, Tom Cotton, Marsha Blackburn, State Senator Doug Mastriano of Pennsylvania, among others. These are the good guys, the brave guys. Most of the rest of them are utter cowards, afraid to ruffle the feathers of their fellow swamp dwellers. How many of them have betrayed us? Oh, so many. Every single one of them who's calling for Trump to concede is a traitor. He should never concede. They all know damn well the election was fraudulent. They want us to overlook that fact in the name of unity. And these people are all, they're absolute jokes. They're turncoats. They never supported the president who has done so much for them and their party. People like Paul Ryan, Mitt Romney, Ben Sasse, Pat Toomey, Liz Cheney, the rest of their ilk have all caved to the demands of the swamp. And if they think, for 1 minute, that the GOP will revert to its previous tolerance of gutless sissies as their representatives, they would be very badly mistaken. We are done with them. Any Republican that calls for Trump's concession at this point is revealing himself or herself as a member in good standing of the deep state swamp, which is shot through with unimaginable corruption. The cabal that fabricated the Russia hoax, the phony impeachment, and every other lame attempt to destroy the most effective president since Reagan misread the substance and perseverance of Trump. They thought they had his defeat in the bag with all their not-so-clever ways with which they planned to cheat. They were certain the vote machines they controlled would seal the deal. What they have done is prove to the American people how despicable, devious, and power-mad they are. And what explains the lack of grit and gallantry we expect from our elected leaders? Probably the most obvious answer is greed and the lust for acceptance into the D.C. party circuit and the fear of our thoroughly disreputable media that is for sale to the lowest common denominator, the left. So very few of our Republicans in Congress have the courage of their alleged convictions. And as it turns out, few of them have any convictions at all beyond re-election. We must all be eternally grateful for the few among them who are brave and do stand up for our values and for the Constitution. May what is right prevail and the election corruption of the left be exposed and overturned. But it's a long shot thanks to the fact that our courts are shot through with partisan activist judges. Trump needs and deserves a second term to finish what he started, draining the deep state swamp and the traitors within the FBI, the CIA, and the DOJ. The denizens of these alphabet agencies thought they ruled the nation and violently rebelled against a president who set out to expose their malfeasance. Excuse me. Trump is the good guy, the man we need at this moment in time. And the deep state, all these Clinton and Obama affiliates, are the enemies of America. Have you seen how much Obama is getting out there? How much he's in the news? Because he's out there. It's almost like he's expecting to be in charge of something. Which, I would say, is sort of funny, except for what's going on right now. So at this moment in time, I cannot sit back and go, that's sort of funny. Because I'm afraid of what I'm seeing. They mean what they say when they declare their intent is to change America. And it's a sad fact that most of the Republicans in Congress are easily contaminated by the left. They're complicit media thugs are vicious, and they fear saying or doing anything that makes them a target of their wrath. And the scaredy cat Republicans are feeble. Donald Trump, on the other hand, is anything but weak. For 4 years, he has fought for the American people and won until the global left sabotaged him and us with the Wuhan virus. Is there a person on the planet that does not realize this was and remains part of a grand plan to institutionalize globalism? The virus and the lockdowns and the fraudulent election are all part of the formula for a global reset. America first? Well, never again once the reset crowd takes over. Americans not among the ruling class will all be relegated to the role of subjects of hypocrites like Gavin Newsom. Rules for thee, but not for me. These wannabe tyrants are hypocrites who have perpetrated the biggest electoral fraud ever committed in the United States. And the American people should never accept the unlawful results of this election. So we have two objectives in our ideological war that we find ourselves in, and we're in it. This is not something where you can get out there and say, I think I'm going to sit this one out. You can't. Simply cannot. We have to stop the left, and then we have to not reelect all the Republican surrender monkeys that are out there. Two things, both of which are easy if we engage. One thing I'm never, ever, ever going to get over is the fact that the day Donald Trump got elected, the Second Amendment advocacy paused. Everybody paused. Thank goodness. Now the Second Amendment will be safe. There'll be no gun bans. There'll be no this, no that, the other. Of course, it happened on the state level. The gun grabbers never slowed down. They never slowed down. So, you know, you have that. You see that template, that history. We will be back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, I really wish you would consider this. It has never been simply about gun control. That's a means to an end. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.